you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today I wanted to discuss the benefits and different types of fermented foods. So some of you guys are probably like, ew, gross, fermented foods means it's old. Whatever. I'm going to open your guys' eyes today on some things that we eat that a lot of us love that are actually fermented. Yeah, wine. A lot of people enjoy wine. Whatever. That's you. Do you. Wine, cheese, and chat. It's fun. Enjoy yourself. Everything in moderation. Maybe you guys enjoy it at dinner. Maybe you enjoy it over girls' time. Maybe you enjoy it on dates. I don't know. Whatever it is that you do. But wine. Okay, so yes, everybody knows that wine is fermented. Everybody's okay with that. Whatever. There's lots of health benefits to eating and consuming certain fermented foods. We're going to jump into that later on in the afternoon. I'm going to share with you guys some of my favorite fermented foods. What else? I'm going to, again, like I said, open your guys' eyes on some foods that are actually fermented, whether you knew it or not, or maybe you did. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to tell you and then you're going to freak out, but then you're going to realize how much you still enjoy that food item and how much you're still going to consume it, even though knowing now that it is fermented. And some things just taste better that way. I'm not going to lie. So I'm Korean, and a very popular Korean side dish that is literally hitting the entire world, especially if you live in California and especially living in Southern California and Hawaii as well. So I'm not quite sure about the rest of the United States, but these are two common places that I spend a lot of my time in. And kimchi. Kimchi is very, very popular. It's been a Korean side dish for forever. We make kimchi soup. We make kimchi like pancakes, everything. Nowadays, people are adding like modern fusion flares to it. Some of us sometimes certain kimchi fusion, Korean fusion, California food flares really make my skin crawl. But I mean, I guess I should just appreciate the appreciation of Korean food being Korean. But so like such, for instance, there's Korean people now put kimchi on, like, there's Korean tacos. I think you can get it at like BJ's. It's either BJ's or Yard House, where they have those kimchi street tacos or Korean street tacos. I think they add a little bit of kimchi to that. You can also get kimchi just at like Safeway. People put kimchi. I've even heard of it being in like with sandwiches and with burgers. I don't know, whatever floats your boat. So basically kimchi is it's spicy. It's very, very spicy, and it's cabbage. So it's pickled, you know, and anything that's pickled is technically fermented. So keep that in mind. You guys like pickles. I don't like pickles. So those of you that like pickles, hey, same idea, same process basically for the most part. But anyway, so kimchi, it's spicy. It's made with cabbage and other vegetables and things can sometimes be in it as well. And kimchi is one of those things that the longer you let it sit, the longer you let it ferment, the better it tastes. Fresh kimchi is usually crisp and things like that. But sometimes if you let it soak in all that greatness, that is the spices and the vinegar and things like that. It tastes much, much better. I was watching the Food Network, and one of the chefs I was watching, I believe it was on Chopped. I love Chopped. And the girl, I believe she was a female chef, made kimchi to add to one of the dishes that she was making for the entree. And she made it like right then and there and served it right then and there to the judges that are usually other chefs. But my mom and I both looked at each other and were like, ooh, there's no way that kimchi could taste good, because she literally just made it 15 minutes prior to serving it. So, you know, and depending on your culture, depending on what you're used to, depending on what you've tried or what you've been exposed to in the past. Like for us, for instance, we were like, there's no way that kimchi can taste good, because, you know, it probably was spicy and it probably was decent. And if you're not familiar with kimchi, you probably wouldn't have thought that it tasted well. And like how she was making it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like her method was terrible. It's just that you're supposed to let it marinate. You're supposed to let it soak. You're supposed to let it sit, really, for a long time. And so we were kind of like, there's no way that can taste good. Now, she would have made that kimchi the month before and then served it. We would be like, okay, we can work with that. But anyway, so this episode of the podcast, I want to discuss, like, kimchi is my favorite fermented food. It definitely is something that I can eat every single day. Kimchi, rice, and any kind of meat, spam, bulgogi, kalbi, anything, steak, chicken, whatever you put in front of me, if you have some rice and you have some kimchi, it's going to set it off for me. So, and if you never tried it, you can. Like I said, they do sell it in some regular stores. You don't necessarily need to go to a Korean store, or maybe you have a Korean friend or somebody in your community that's from Korea or just of Korean descent and things like that. You should try it. Definitely try it. Especially if you like spicy food, you would most likely enjoy it, because it goes well with a lot of things. Like I said, it's usually crunchy and things like that. You can stir fry it, add it to fried rice and things. That's kind of like what I like to do as well, as make kimchi fried rice. Sounds good. Sounds like I want it today. Anyway, so we're going to jump into this episode. I want to discuss other foods that are fermented that you may or may not have known, as well as the benefits of actually eating some of these fermented foods and the process of how a food becomes. So fermented foods are basically foods that have been through the process of lactofermentation, in which natural bacteria feed on the sugar and the starch in the food, creating that lactic acid. This helps preserve the food. It also creates beneficial enzymes, B vitamins, omega-3 fatty acids, and different strains of probiotics. So I think we've touched on fermented food and probiotics before in previous episodes, but this episode is completely dedicated to fermented foods. There's actually going to be a fermented food. I'm going to look it up to tell you guys the exact date. I think it's actually quite soon. In New York City, they're having like a fermented food festival. So it's not something, it's one of those things, because I remember growing up and people, I remember there was this one family, I'm not going to say their name or anything, that I would spend a lot of time with. And they questioned me about kimchi, and the mom, or maybe the older sister, I don't remember quite who, but was like, well, isn't it old? Isn't kimchi, you know, don't you like guys just let it sit there? Isn't it fermented? And I was like, yeah, like I didn't quite get why this adult was making it such a big deal. And they were like, well, basically that's old food that you're eating. And me being the young person that I was, and being just very, very familiar because that's my culture and that's something that's a staple in my diet, I was just like kind of taken aback, and I did get kind of embarrassed, but I didn't really know how to react, because to me, I don't think at that time I really understood what the adult was saying to me. And so I was like, yeah, you know, and I was like, it is kind of weird, but you know, and I kind of just like always brushed it off. And so it's funny to me that just in these last, like, what, I've been alive for 25 years. And so now that must have happened, what, maybe 10 years ago, 10 or not 10 years ago, 10, more like 15 years ago, excuse me, when this conversation happened. So it's funny that just within the last 2 decades, how it's been changed, and especially how Korean food has taken this like fusion in California by storm. So we are going to cut it to a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you guys some more about fermented food. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. So I want to give you guys some benefits of fermented foods and things like that. So I already told you guys earlier in the show that fermented foods are foods that have, you know, gone through that fermentation process, and that actually through this process, it creates enzymes, B vitamins, omega-3 fatty acids, as well as different strains of probiotics, and that it can preserve the nutrients in the food as well, which is really good. And that even if you're not able to consume it right away, it's still, those nutrients are still in that food. So especially like with vegetables and things like that, it can, it'll help preserve the nutrients and the vitamins that we want to get from these from these vegetables as well. And so it's not anything new. Like I said, there are a variety of different fermented foods from throughout the world, and we're going to get into some common ones that may not be known, you know, right away, regularly known to be fermented, but they are. So that's going to be a little bit later in the episode. But anyway, so let's jump into it right now. So probiotics are one of the benefits of eating fermented foods and drinking fermented drinks. They can add beneficial bacteria into our digestive system, which help balance the bacteria in our stomachs and things like that. It can aid in digestion, improve immunity. Probiotics have also been shown to help slow or even reverse some diseases, and it can also improve bowel health. So if you suffer from some of these things, and maybe especially discussing with your doctor, maybe you need to add some extra probiotics. It can also, fermented foods also are easier to, but having that bacteria and those in digestive enzymes that can be found in fermented foods help us absorb nutrients from foods that we eat more easily and better. So if you're having some of these, incorporating some of these fermented foods with our already healthy and real food diets that we're trying to do, with adding more vegetables and eating clean, a lot of us are trying. You may be vegan. I don't know. I'm not vegan, but, you know, trying to consume more on the color wheel and less simple carbs and sugars, then it'll help us absorb those nutrients that we're trying to place into our bodies a lot easier. And you don't, you know, because we don't want to have too many supplements and things like that that are man-made vitamins or man-made strains of supplements, when we can get these nutrients directly from the source of these vegetables and things like that. And then also just the fact that the foods, when foods are fermented, and they're starting, like I said, because that process is basically the breakdown of the starch and of the sugar in the foods, it helps us with our digestive process already because it's already been broken down through the fermentation process. So that's less work that our bodies have to do in getting it to that state. And then also that's a way that it makes it easier to absorb those nutrients. And then also it's budget friendly. So it can get expensive, you know, when we're trying to incorporate all these healthy foods and trying to buy more vegetables and trying to eat and better ourselves and better our health and our wellness through what we're consuming. And so, like I said, the whole idea of, you know, pickles, eating cucumbers later. And okay, so I did say earlier in the podcast that I don't care for pickles. I don't. However, there have been times where my brother and my mom have made homemade pickles and they make them spicy and things like that. And those are really tasty because, like I said, you can make them spicy. You can add different flavors to them as well. They don't have to be your typical dill pickle that you get in the grocery store. You can, you know, add different flavors to them. And then they are crisp and crunchy, excuse me. And now those are really good. And those things are kind of more budget friendly because instead of having to toss out cucumbers because they're spoiled, if you ferment them, if you turn them into pickles, I think I might have said throw out cucumbers. I meant to say throw out cucumbers. I didn't mean to call them pickles yet because they're not quite pickles yet, right? But anyway, so that process can help save you money because instead of tossing them out, they can last longer in a jar in the fridge as well. And so also it can, again, you're cutting back because you are consuming these foods and being able to absorb more nutrients better in our bodies. Now you can also cut out the supplements. And now again, never cut out supplements that your doctor has recommended or has prescribed to you. But this may be a way for some of us, like myself, I try to get as much omega-3 fatty acid. I like to try to get as much vitamin D. I like to spend some time outside, and different supplements and multivitamins that we take just to supplement what we're not eating. But this might be a way in order to incorporate it easier and more readily within to our diets to make a big difference as well. And then also, again, you know, you can do homemade salsa. Fermented homemade salsa lasts for months. And then, you can pickle beets and other garden foods, and they can last a long time without losing the nutrients as if you were to do traditional canning. You lose a lot of nutrients and like that. So it's definitely fun. And like I said, you can also do it with your family. My brother and my mom, they made pickles because my brother likes pickles. He likes sour things. He likes spicy things. So they made homemade pickles and they were actually really tasty, and it's fun. It's something that you can do. You can make it more fun. It's a different way to consume vegetables as well as, you know, it can be a project that you do with your kids or with your loved ones to make it more fun. And then it's always fun when you make something and you get to enjoy the work of your labor. Or enjoy the fruits of your labor, excuse me, and all your hard work. And then later on, you know, eating those pickles, it's fun because you see other people enjoying them or you can enjoy them as a snack as well. And so with that, I'm going to cut it to my last break. And when I come back, I'm going to discuss some common things or foods and drinks that are actually fermented foods that you may or may not have known of already. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm getting ready to wrap up this episode, but before I do, I wanted to discuss some common fermented foods that are really good for us and that we can, some of them we can actually make ourselves Some of them may be a little bit more difficult. You might need some help. But a lot of them you can kind of like Google. The cool thing about the internet now and like YouTube, you can Google a lot of this stuff. Google, Microsoft Explorer, it, Safari, it, Firefox, it, whatever. Google it. So anyways, and if you don't know what any of those are, then you should probably Google it. So anyways, so I'm going to discuss with some common things that we eat all the time, but we may not realize that they are fermented. And now another thing is that, you know, fermented foods, besides all the added benefits as far as health are concerned, a lot of them are really tasty too. And like, it's good for our bodies as far as like processing and the digestive system and adding some complexity into our diet, but they taste really good and you can't go wrong with that. Like, we always talk about things, and when we think that when we're trying to get healthy and trying to cut back on things that we have to sacrifice flavor, that's not always true. A lot of these things are really, really good for us. So like, again, like the pickles, and you can make pickles at home. You can Google it. You can ask somebody who's made pickles before. Don't ask me how to make them because I've never made them before. I told you guys it was my brother and my mom. So I don't know how to make pickles, but you can definitely Google it. It's not that difficult. I'm pretty sure not. But you will need some supplies. Like, you need like a jar and things like that, those mason jars. But mason jars are really cool right now. They're like the in thing to use mason jars for literally everything but canning and jarring food. So anyways, so let's see. So coffee beans are actually, you know, surrounded by a sticky pulp. And so after picking the coffee beans, they're crushed to loosen the pulp and then they're fermented. And depending on the length and the technique of this fermentation process, and in addition to the roasting, that will determine the flavor of the coffee as well. And then also, let's see, a lot of teas can be considered fermented because the method of processing is a lot of the teas are oxidized, but some teas undergo a second fermentation process that also imparts a unique flavor. So that has to do with it as well. Cheese, of course, is basically something that's been fermented. If you like blue cheese, then you know this already. But it consists of milk. So cheese is basically milk culture and sometimes a coagulant as well. Different cheeses can have different cultures. And, you know, depending on where in the world that you live and where you're from, depends on the different flavors and textures and things that there's a variety of cheeses. I think that you can try a different cheese all day long, every day, and you would still not eat and try, taste all of them because there's such a variety of cheese out there. Let's take a look. Yogurt is also basically fermented milk. It's been cultured and with two specific strains of bacteria. So that's the thing. Okay. And then most yogurts that we find in the grocery store have a lot of artificial additives, colors, and sweeteners. But if you're looking for plain yogurt, then you can actually make your own, which is kind of cool. I don't know. I think I would try that one. Yogurt, I would try to make yogurt. I'm trying not to consume too much dairy at this time, but I would try to make some yogurt. And then kefir, which is a drinkable yogurt. I love kefir. I love it. It's a cultured dairy product similar to yogurt, but it has other different strains of bacteria. And it's like you can drink it. It's kind of like a milkshake smoothie thing. And you can get different flavored ones. Really, really good. I love the strawberry kind. It's really, really good. So that's something that you can try. And there's a lot of probiotics in kefir. That was one reason why I had originally been introduced to it, because I needed a lot of probiotics at that time. And it was a good, sweet way to try it. Salami is actually fermented. The meat is mixed with different salts and spices, as well as cured naturally without additives. So it's allowed to cure. And that's why sometimes a lot when you eat certain salami, you can detect a slight tang. That's the fermentation. So there you go. You didn't even know. And then, of course, wine and beer. Okay, for everybody that likes beer. It's also fermented mashed grains like wheat, you know. Sauerkraut is another popular fermented food that maybe some of you guys don't know about, but you can actually make it at home It's another easy thing. You can do it with basic, simple ingredients such as cabbage and salt, or you can add a little bit of yogurt whey to it. So you could definitely Google that one, as well as pickles, kimchi. There's all types of kimchi that you can try and that you can make. And it's made similar to like sauerkraut, but then there's different vegetables, seasoning. You add a little bit of sugar, not too much, because there's nothing worse than sweet kimchi. And also a lot of spice. The spicier, the better, honestly. I love spicy, spicy kimchi. Fish sauce is another fermented dish, I guess you could say sauce. It's a fermented and, you know, I think, I don't know if you could really make that yourself. It'd probably be very difficult. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody knew how to make fish sauce themselves, and it probably tastes delicious. But, you know, you use it as a dipping sauce in Thai and Vietnamese restaurants as well. So something that a lot of us are familiar with. If you like pho, if you like spring rolls, if you like egg rolls and you go to a Vietnamese restaurant, most likely they're going to serve it with fish sauce. Okay. And then let's take a look. Miso, which is a salty paste used a lot in Japanese cooking, is basically rice or barley, koji culture, and then soybeans. So that is another fermented food that we enjoy. Well, like paste, like we enjoy it with food that we consume. So those are definitely some very popular fermented foods that are, you know, out there that you may not have really, I guess I, because me personally, I never really thought as coffee being fermented. Anything that you let really sit out and, you know, just work its way and break itself down and things like that. You know, sour cream can be considered fermented. There's a lot of things that we eat that is, like I said, considered fermented, that are very common versus in other cultures, I'm sure, like sauerkraut. That's something that was introduced to a lot of people due to the mixing pot that is America. And, you know, kimchi right now is like on the rise, especially here in California. I don't know about where you are, but kimchi is really on the rise right now, which is awesome for me because I can get kimchi in more places than I would have thought. But then, you know, it's something that before, like I said earlier in my life, was kind of like poo-pooed on. Like people thought that it was a little bit weird at first, and now it's actually considered really, really good and people are enjoying it. And then also, let's see, kimchi, different raw cheeses, goat milk, sheep milk, they can be high in probiotics as well, and you can make cheese from those as well. And then the very popular drink kombucha is also, you know, there's a lot of people that drink that. It's a fermented beverage of black tea and sugar, usually like with cane sugar or fruit or honey. And then also it becomes carbonated, and it contains vinegar, B vitamins, enzymes, probiotics, as well as different lactic acids as well. And it can help improve your digestion. It can help with weight loss, energy, detox, and things like that. And so I know that that is definitely a drink. I go to Whole Foods often and I see it there. There's a variety of that drink everywhere, that tea, and people seem to love it. I personally don't like the flavor. It doesn't really do it to me. Maybe it's because the one that I tried wasn't really that good, or maybe I just didn't like that particular flavor, which is true, you know. There, just because you tried one thing doesn't mean that you necessarily don't like it. Maybe it's just that brand, or maybe it's just that type that you had. So that's going to do it for this episode. Oh, and I forgot, Lassi. I love Lassi. That is another yogurt drink that it's like a yogurt and fermented dairy drink that's very popular in Indian cuisine. I love mango lassi. Sounds really good. It sounds good right now. And it's very rich in probiotics. So, you know, it's very, very good. And it can help soothe irritation inside within your colon as well. So, anyway, so that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I can't believe I forgot about lassi. Mango lassi is so good. You should try it. Anyways, like I said, that's going to do it. This has been the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I hope you guys, you know, you should try it. Now I kind of want to ask my mom to go pickle make some pickles, make some spicy pickles for when my brother comes home this summer, so that by then their fermentation process will have been already, you know, gone through its thing, and it'll be really soaked in and taste really, really good. So anyways, I'm your host, Pauline, and I will talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.